Hello, everybody. All 400 of us. Hi, let's call the meeting to order, please. So everyone got a copy of the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes from the last September 4th meeting?
Kim Campbell moved to approve the minutes from September.
A second?
A second. Randy, Kate.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Austin, aye.
Aye. Okay. We only have one item on the agenda today, so I'm stretching out my words to make the meeting last 7 minutes. Just kidding. Kelly, would you like to do the presentation from staff, please?
Yeah, I'll try to make it last at least three. So the applicant is requesting approval to change the name of the Visual Arts Studio 1 and the Cultural Arts Center to the Bill Durance Visual Arts Studio. So Bill Durance is a Savannah native that has done a multitude of things in his life. He served 3 years in the Navy, attended UGA where he majored in journalism, and has worked for a variety of jobs in photography to include as photographer with Savannah News and as an instructor with the Nikon Professional Services. He also served as a city alderman for 4 years and has served on several boards and with several organizations to include the Chatham Area Transit Board, the Downtown Neighborhood Association, and the Georgia Municipal Association. And Durance still resides in the city of Savannah. So again, the proposal is to name Visual Arts Studio 1 to the Bill Durance Visual Arts Studio. So it's just a single room. We're not going to rename the entire Visual Arts Center again. So overall, staff found that the standards were met. There's just one standard that staff wanted to call out. This one is that this particular standard reads that absent extraordinary or extenuating circumstances, the honoree shall be dead. Durance is still currently alive and living within the city. But based on the information provided by the applicant and based on the information that staff could find, staff found the standard was met given the honoree's importance and work that he's done both in Savannah and nationally. So with that, staff does recommend that the board recommend approval to City Council for this renaming. With that, does the commission have any questions?
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions of Kelly?
Kim Campbell. Kelly, that was the standard that I was going to ask about, is about the potential honoree not being deceased. So specifically, obviously, he did serve as an alderman. What are we calling out as the extraordinary circumstance for that? Like, I get that he's done several things and you provided some additional narrative, but what are we hanging our hat on so that if someone says, like, what are we saying on the record is the specific extraordinary circumstance? Why not all alder people, right? Yeah. So what are we calling out as significant?
I think for me, it was the fact that he was an instructor taught a lot of people, both, you know, locally and nationally, as well as his heavy involvement with all the different organizations, both in Savannah and with the state. So that's what I base it off of.
So would it be fair to say that because he was a national and international recognized instructor in photography would be the reason we're calling him out?
Yes, ma'am.
Other questions?
Just a clarification, Otis Johnson is still living also.
Yes, sir. And that was just renamed relatively recent, last year or so.
And the reason was that he was mayor?
Remember.
If you don't mind, Austin, I was, when you were asking the question, we had decided that sometime
last year. If everyone could please identify themselves before they start speaking, please.
Austin Rojas. I'm a little rusty, I guess. So we had decided this sometime last year or earlier this year, perhaps. And for that one, renaming the whole building, it was because Dr. Johnson, among other things, had integrated a high school, a local high school in Savannah, had been a key figure in the civil rights movement here in town. And I remember having a very similar question there, sort of what is that circumstance that we're finding for renaming a whole building? And so in that case, you know, the weight of that led towards renaming it, though Dr. Johnson was still alive. So here, just sort of sharing my thoughts aloud, you know, maybe we sort of slide the scale around from building to room and that sort of a thing.
This is Catherine Kostelnik. Dr. Johnson, again, piggybacking on what Austin said, He was the first African American to attend Armstrong State College at the time. And he did so many things for this community. Honestly, if he had never been mayor, it wouldn't have mattered. Because Dr. Johnson has had such an integral life with the history that is Savannah and Savannah State University, which doesn't get mentioned a lot with him because people always say mayor. But yeah, so that was definitely a discussion since he is still with us. And but we felt that he was an extraordinary person.
This is Randy Tate replying. I was not questioning whether it was appropriate to name the building after him. I think he's a great man and he's done very good stuff. It's just that all of a sudden we've got two that haven't ceased, and I didn't know if that was a common occurrence, but that's all.
May I remind you to please state your name before you make a comment for the minutes? Thank you.
Austin, with that in mind, I remember expressing just sort of similar concerns on all this about what are we sort of getting into if we start allowing, you know, one person who is incredibly exceptional, who's still alive, would this sort of open up to more? And so we're kind of, now here we are, here's the more. So I hear that concern.
One of the applicants here as well.
Other questions for staff, anyone? Okay, let's hear from the applicant. We can ask her questions as well. Please state your name.
Lee Thomas Breaker, I'm Archives and History Officer for the City of Savannah. I can make comments unless you have questions you want to ask me first.
Austin, could you talk just a little bit more about some of the work that was done with the administration that he worked for, the presidential administration that he worked for, what that role entailed?
So he's Bill Durrance is a native of Savannah, and he did enter the U.S. Army, and he went into, can't remember exactly what it's called, but basically like their photo lab division, and he worked in D.C. And so part of the work he did there was with the basically like sort of their official photographer that would go and do work with the presidential sort of detail and process those photographs. So that was the work he did when he was in the Army, was it sort of in their photo lab in D.C. that would go and do that work in the White House with the president's photographer. So that's his military career. He also, like was mentioned, worked with NICON and developed a school course training that has trained thousands of people all over the United States internationally. He's worked with the local newspaper as well as other newspapers in Georgia, so documenting Savannah history. And I can attest to this because he's also in the process of donating his collection to the archives where it's going to be available to the public. And that was after sort of considering what was the best repository where his materials would be available to the public to research. So that's very exciting that he's thinking about access to these types of materials, which was one reason why we looked at having a visual arts studio where people could continue to learn. Photography isn't something that's currently being taught at the Cultural Arts Center, but how could we integrate photography into their programming there and utilize this collection to springboard off of and start, bringing photography into that. So we've been talking about that and using these collections to elevate photography at an educational level over there. So that's a real opportunity now that we didn't have. They weren't, the two efforts happened separately. I was working on one effort and Alderman Detrick Leckett actually came to me and said, I'd like to propose petition for this name change. And I'm like, wow, this is like an opportunity for us now to bring Bill Durrance's photography into an educational environment where he can keep teaching photography to our community. So it seemed really meant to be.
Anyone have any questions?
Kim Campbell, just for the record, if you would say like one succinct sentence or two sentences, what would you say is the extraordinary circumstance in this case?
I think the length and range of Bill Durrance's photography documenting Savannah and our and all of the nation and its availability to our community. I'm not a succinct person. I'm a historian, Kim.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else for me?
Do we have anyone online?
No, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Commission members, do I have any other questions or comments? Do I hear a motion one way or the other for this proposal?
I make a motion to...
What's your name?
Randy Tate. I'd make a motion to accept the staff recommendation to rename the Art Studio 1 as the Builder's Visual Art Studio instead.
Do I have a second?
Kim Campbell, second.
All in favor? State aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye. Austin.
Aye. Also, yes.
Okay. No opposed. In that case, the motion carries. Thank you very much. Since that is the only item on our agenda today, let me ask staff, do we have proposals for the November 6th meeting?
We do, lots I heard, so yes.
So we will meet on November the 6th at 4 p.m. Yes. Anything for the good of the group? If not, 11 minutes. Meeting adjourned.